I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
So what do you dare to do today? Welcome, welcome. I'm Debbie Dashinger. Hey, I was just featured third time, actually, as an icon of influence at the New Media Summit, which honors podcasters who are doing big things and been in the field for a while. And I'm also featured in the ultimate directory of podcasters with the world's leading podcasters. Love that. I love being recognized, right? You work so hard for what you do. So it's nice when these lovely surprises come your way and someone's out there saying, hey, we're paying attention. We know what you're doing. And thank you. And thank you too, because I wouldn't be here without you. We have such a great show for you today. First of all, a little bit later, Noah St. John is here. He's the author of 14 books, including the book of Affirmations and Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money. He's going to be on later on Dare to Dream. I want to talk a little bit up here up front about being fired up to take action. So I hope that this is going to be the greatest pep talk ever. The question is, do you want to feel motivated, fired up, ready to take on the world? Yeah, it's a good feeling when you have it, right? That burn in your belly that there's something here for you to do and you're inspired to do it. So I'm going to give you some sentences, and all you have to do is fill in the blanks wherever you are. If you're driving, if you're listening, if you're at a Starbucks right now, and fill this in so you can learn a little bit about yourself and we can move you through the steps. So it's basically step one, fill in the blanks. Step two, call in reinforcements. And step three, dare, right? There's got to be a dare in there somewhere. Dare to get yourself started. So step one, if you were truly brave, if you were truly brave, truly courageous, what would you do? What's the one thing you really want to do? And if you were truly brave, you would. And you don't do that thing because what? What have you been telling yourself that you can't do X because of what? So just list, say out loud or write down, what are the reasons why you've been putting off getting started? We make it legit, right? Fear becomes this really solid thing as though it's happened when in fact it's really just thoughts made solid. So it's okay. We all do it. What are the reasons? Why aren't you getting started? And then I'm going to ask you really, what is the worst thing that could happen? What is that? And how bad could it be? So write it down, say it out loud. And I want you to name your bravest friend, the very bravest person you know. What would your bravest friend tell you? What kind of sage advice would this brave friend give you about doing what you really want most to do? Because we all know there are negative people out there who are going to say terrible things about your dream or your possibility of achieving it because they're living in their space, right? Their reality. So who are they? What would that negatron say? And even if that happened, somebody came up and was really negative about what you want to create, how would you respond? How would you want to respond? If you feel as confident as you'd like, what kind of plan would you have in order to reply that would feel really good, light and right to you? So that's our step one. Fill in the blanks. If you were truly brave, what would you do? What's stopping you? And if anybody said anything terrible or naysaying, how would you handle it? Now, step two is call in the reinforcements. So this is all about creating dreams, right? Asking for help doesn't ever make you look weak. In fact, some of the greatest creations come from people we ask for help from. So answer this. If things get hard, I'll call who? Who is your greatest supporter that you'll call for backup? Who will this person be who's going to help you reach your goal? And who else? How will this other person help you reach your goal? Because having people on your team, whether it's a paid team or just a support, loving, nurturing team, it's going to make you feel what? Stronger, more confident, safer? Answer that. When you call in reinforcements, who will you call and how will it help you reach this goal? And the last third step is dare. Dare to get yourself started. If you want to begin your goal, this thing you want to create out in your life, what was that goal again? Say it out loud. Write it down. And if you want to begin that dream, that goal, right this very minute, then what is your first move? And then over the next months, what mini goals can you set? Just make a list of at least three that you'll accomplish. It's better to keep it simple, by the way, and actually accomplish those than to overwhelm yourself. And just in case there might be potential pitfalls, if you could predict them, what would they be? And if they do happen, those pitfalls, can you decide, can you choose that you'll not give up, that you'll be your own cheerleader, you'll be committed? And why won't you give up? Say those reasons out loud now. What the potential pitfalls are, how could you decide and choose to keep going, and what are the reasons why you will keep going and not give up? So there you have it. That's your pep talk this morning to get you fired up, to confront your fears, to call in the reinforcements, and dare. Dare to get yourself started on that one thing that you really desire to do. This is Debbie Dashinger. When we come back, Noah St. John will share how to get rid of your head trash about money. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question, and it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity which, when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. Noah St. John is here. He is the author of 14 books, including the Book of Affirmations and Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money. Noah is known as the Power Habits Mentor, and he's famous for helping entrepreneurs get rid of their head trash and make more money. Noah is the only author in history to have works published by Hay House, Harper's Collins, Simon & Schuster, Mind Valley, Nightingale Conant, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher. And Noah also appears frequently in the news worldwide. He's been on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Parade Magazine, Entrepreneur.com, and The Huffington Post. And he's giving us, you, my listeners, an amazing gift. So today only, you want to go to the site and you can get your copy for free of his new book, Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money. I just read it. Highly recommend it. Now I'm totally obsessed with affirmations. So get it and find out his steps to start to create money and create freedom around money. It is sendmeabooknoah.com. All one word, sendmeabooknoah.com. Noah, welcome to Dare to Dream. Great to have you.
Well, thanks so much, Debbie. Great to be here with you today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I want, because you do so much. I would love first for you to tell the listeners, what is the work you do? What are the services you provide?
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Debbie. And I'm just really thrilled and excited to be here with you and all your listeners today. And basically what I do is I teach people how to get rid of their head trash so they can make more money. I work with entrepreneurs. I work with working moms, teenagers. We also have celebrities, athletes, CEOs. We've helped our clients add over $500 million in sales in just the last few years. And basically what I do is for people who are feeling like they're stuck, for people who are feeling like you've tried everything, you've gone to all these different seminars and read lots of books, and yet you're still stuck, you're still not getting the results you want. Well, that's the kind of people that we love to work with. And you know what is even better is we're seeing amazing, amazing results. And hopefully we'll get to share lots of stories of people who have used my methods to really change their lives. And so that's what we do. And I've been doing this since 1997. I started in 1997 in my college dorm room with $800 and a book on how to do HTML. So since that time, it's really grown. And as you mentioned, you know, I am the only author to have works published by all those places you mentioned. And, you know, now my work is, according to Google Analytics, it's used in over 140 countries all around the world. So it's just really, really exciting to hear all those stories of people's lives change.
Congratulations. That's amazing. Because I know from having read so much about you, researched you before this interview, that you maybe started out like some of the people listening. You were crazy in debt. You were living in your parents' basement. You had a lot of hard luck stuff going on, but you had a dream. And one of the big dreams that carried you through was who you wanted to be published by. And you were living a life that didn't look like you were going to create it, but you were so determined to get yourself out of that situation. So you are truly someone who's created big dreams and dared to dream and create them. And now your mission, I guess, is that you're helping people with the money aspect, which is so important. I want to talk about why you named the book Head Trash, right? Get rid of your head trash. What is head trash? Why is that the number one reason that people are stuck?
Well, I really am glad you asked me that, because this is such a hot topic right now. I mean, you know, I've been teaching this, as I mentioned, you know, for over two decades now. And so in all that time, having worked with tens of thousands of entrepreneurs and athletes, celebrities, working moms, teenagers, military veterans from all around the globe, I really hear a lot of similar stories, people going through the same thing. You know, so I hear people say, hey, Noah, I'm feeling stuck. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Can you help me stop procrastinating? I know what I should be doing, but I just can't seem to do it. I can't get all of this done. I got too much to do in too little time. So if you can relate to any of those things, you know, our listeners, you know, that's who really I work with. That's who this book is for. So I started to hear these things over and over and over again, and I started to realize, see, I'm a total nerd, Debbie. I mean, if you watch my videos or read my books, you know that I'm just like probably the nerdiest nerd in this industry. What I mean by that is I just have to figure out how things work. If something's not working, if people are struggling, I've got to figure it out. I break it down to its component parts, its component molecules, and then I just put it back together again in a way that helps people, that gets people results. Because isn't that what it's all about? It's about results, real-world results for people, no, just normal, everyday people, people just like the folks listening today. So the point is, I started to hear the same thing over and over. Hey, Noah, I'm feeling stuck. I hear you're the guy that helps people get unstuck. How do I get unstuck, even after I've spent all this, you know, time, money, and effort on all these personal growth programs, marketing, money-making programs, and so forth? So I started to ask myself three questions. Number one, what is stuckness? What does that actually mean? Number two, what's causing it? And number three, how do we fix it? That's just how my brain works. So I started to say, okay, so what is stuckness? So I realized that stuckness really means well, let me give you the flip side of stuckness, because that's kind of how I like to work with things, is I look at SuccessFunds.com, my company, what we look at is one of the things that we look at is we call stress-free abundance. We want to live a life of stress-free abundance, right? So that's what we also call a freedom lifestyle, having the time freedom, the financial freedom, the location freedom, so you can literally live your dreams. And so what is the opposite of that? Well, the opposite of that is when you're feeling stuck. So the point is that stress-free abundance, what we teach is that it comes down to the four areas of time, energy, relationships, and money. So when you have an abundance of those four elements, time, energy, relationships, and money, you have what we call a life of stress-free abundance or a freedom lifestyle. All right. So the point is, think about this. You could be, you know, maybe you're doing really well in money, but you're feeling like you don't have enough time, right? And you're feeling stuck in time. I got too much to do in too little time. That means you might be stuck in the area of time. Conversely, you might say, well, no, I just don't have the energy to get through the day. You know, or my energy is feeling blocked. I'm feeling like overwhelmed. I'm feeling stressed, frustrated, depressed, angry, whatever it might be. You know, not good energy. Then the relationships. How important are relationships? Imagine you have $1 million in the bank, but nobody to enjoy it with, right? That wouldn't be abundant, would it? Right? And so relationships are so important. Your personal relationships, your business relationships, your social relationships. And then, of course, the area of money is very important, because David Lee Roth said, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy a yacht to pull right up next to it. So I love that quote. Anyway, you get my point. It is very, very important to have all of those elements to have a life of stress-free abundance or freedom lifestyle. So what is causing stuckness? Well, what I realized, Debbie, is that what I'm calling head trash is really what's causing stuckness. So, of course, the question is, well, what's head trash? So head trash, and the reason for this book, is that head trash, the way that we teach it at my company, is that it's that voice in your head that says, I can't do it because, .. And then you just fill in the blank. Well, no, I can't do it because I don't have the time. I can't do it because I don't have the money. I can't do it because I didn't go to college. I can't do it because I'm a woman. I can't do it because I'm too old. I've made too many mistakes. I live in the wrong town. I'm married. I'm not married. I have kids. I don't have kids. You get my point. I mean, we can just cut up with any excuse, can't we, of why
too fat,
we can't
too tall,
achieve
too
our dreams.
Old, too young, too white, right. Too black, too anything.
Right, exactly. But here's the key, and this is what I teach my coaching clients, and this is one of the real keys here, is that you always make yourself right. See, if you tell yourself, for example, well, no, I can't do it because I don't have the time, you're going to make yourself right. And so you're going to actually prove to yourself, oh, gosh, I have too much to do and too little time. See, I'm so busy, busy, busy. I'll give you a quick example of this. I had one student who, because I get to speak at conferences, you know, I have the privilege of speaking at like entrepreneurial conferences, network marketing conferences, real estate conferences all over the world. And so I had one fellow at one of my conferences. His name was Brian, and he'd never heard me before. Didn't even know the name Noah St. John, but he loved everything I was talking about, and he ended up signing up for, you know, our programs, and I was able to coach him for a period of about 6 months. And he said when he came to me, he had no vision, you know, no mission. He was working hard, but just basically going around in circles, you know, working hard just to stay in place. And he said, now what's so exciting is, he says to me, Noah, what used to take me 3 or 4 hours a day now takes me just 15 minutes. So the point is, think about your life. I can show you, even if you're telling yourself, oh, no, no, I can't do it because I don't have the time, I can show you where you're wasting hours every single day doing things that aren't moving you towards your goal. And then you're saying, oh, so he's just saying you should work all the time, right? Work 18 hours a day? Of course not. Are you kidding me? That's not what I'm talking about. What kind of a life is that? That's not what I'm advocating at all. I mean, maybe for some people that works, but that's not what I want, right? And I don't think most of us want that. We want to spend more time with our families. We want to have more time to do the things that we enjoy, whether it's playing golf or, you know, playing tennis, hanging out on the beach, whatever it might be. So the point is, Brian went from literally what he says, we used to take hours, now takes just 15 minutes. And he said also, he did $95,000 in sales in just 12 days. He did $95,000 in sales in his company in just 12 days. And what was even more exciting for him is that he was able to raise $1.2 million for his church, because that was a legacy that he wanted to leave. He wanted to raise money for his church to build an addition. What a great legacy. Isn't that amazing? And he said, no, I never thought I could do this before. And so I didn't even realize all the way that this head trash was keeping me stuck. So for the folks listening, just think about what is it that you're telling yourself, that why you can't do it, and maybe we can start to question that today.
Yeah, that's huge. So the head trash starts with the voice, I can't do it because fill in the blank. And that makes me very excited. I did the opening I did, because we're really in psychic congruence here.
In sync here, and, you got it.
Right, it's so perfect. And then your idea of the abundance is having the time, the energy, the relationship, and the money, which equals a freedom lifestyle. And so when I hear that, it makes me wonder, one of the things you write about is that there's a lifestyle and legacy formula. Is that connected to that? What is that formula?
Well, one of the things that people really, really get excited about that I teach is my discovery of affirmations, which you mentioned in your opening. So I'd love to tell people about that if I could, because it really is a huge belief change. It's really a revolution that's happened, you know, over these last 20 years since I discovered them. So can I share that story with folks?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay, great. All right. So basically everybody knows what an affirmation is, right? If you're listening to this program, you know what an affirmation is. An affirmation is a statement of something you want to be true, right? So a classic affirmation is, I am rich, right? You say, I am rich. So one of the things we love to do, like I have a live event that I teach, we call it the Freedom Lifestyle Experience, where I teach people how to master the inner game and outer game of success in just 3 transformational days. So one of the things we love to do is have, if people come from all around the world and I have them stand up and I say, okay, we're going to do it the old way, the way that they taught us, right? Everybody say, I am rich. And they go, I am rich. And you know what happens next? Everybody starts laughing. I say, go, well, what are you laughing at? They say, well, I'm not rich. I said, yeah, but you just said you were. And they go, yeah, but I don't believe it. You see, so the problem is, there's nothing wrong with the statement. The problem is, we don't believe the statement. So, of course, the traditional teacher said, well, if you don't believe your statement, all you have to do is repeat it 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, fine. But for millions of us, it didn't work at all, right? Because we've all tried this and we hear these things. And for some people, it works fine. For most of us, it just doesn't work at all. And that was my situation. That was my story. Because I was trying these things. I read all the books. I did everything they said. I wrote them down, put them all over my wall and everything. Nothing. I got nothing. You know, I'm happy. I'm rich. I'm successful. No, I'm not. I'm broke. I'm miserable. And I'm frustrated.
Right. You know, it's a very punishing process when it doesn't work. Yeah. Not only not create, but then feel terrible about ourselves. How can we be metaphysical? How could other people create these things and I'm not? What's wrong with me?
Exactly. And that's exactly what I said. I said, I must be an idiot because I can't do this right. I must be stupid. And so I was in the shower one morning. I tell this story in the book. I call it the shower that changed everything, right? Because we all have these aha moments in the shower. I'm sure we've all had that, right? Well, in this particular shower, when I was thinking about this, and I said, I've been doing everything they told me. Why isn't it working? I'm so frustrated. And then I said, now, wait a second. What are we talking about? We're talking about beliefs, right? Well, what's a belief? A belief is just a thought. Well, what's a thought? And the more that I thought about that question, I said, well, let's see. Human thought is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions, not statements, but questions. For example, I'll give you a quick example. Why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue? Now, I just asked you a question. What immediately started to happen in your brain?
I went to, I don't know.
Right, but then I tried to search out for the answer immediately, didn't I?
chemicals? Right? Is it a combination? Is it the reflection right. of the ocean of the
but
earth?
Immediately, your brain started to search. In fact, you couldn't not do it, right? And this happened to everybody listening to the program right now. Your brain automatically searches for the answer. So I said, wait a second. If the human mind is automatically searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements we don't believe? Why don't we just cut out the middleman? And I said, I don't know. What would that look like? Well, let's see. You got the statement or affirmation, I am rich, to which your brain replies, yeah, right. In my book, I actually call it the yeah, right response, because that's what your brain says. Yeah, right. But then I said, okay, if that's the statement, what would the question be? And then I said, why am I so rich? Why am I so rich? Now ask yourself that question. When you ask that question, what starts to happen in your brain?
Well, I can tell you, because since I read your book, I've been doing this every day. Mm-hmm. And I haven't missed a day. And I feel like it's changing my life. I feel like energetically, it's opening possibilities. I mean, I also feel energy, so I can feel that beautiful shift happening. And I can see the quality of my life on the outside starting to reflect that. There is no doubt. I really love this process.
Well, that's why I wanted to share it with all your listeners, Debbie. So that's why people get so excited. Exactly what you just described. People can feel the energy immediately. They say, whoa, it's opened up this whole new life, this whole new world, this whole new universe of possibilities. And so I said, wait a second. If I, because what we're talking about is the law of sowing and reaping. As you sow, so shall you reap. Of course, this is nothing new. It's been taught for centuries. But what are we sowing? We're sowing seeds of thought. And yet, what are most people doing? Sowing lousy thought seeds. Why am I so stupid? Why am I so fat? Why can't I lose weight? Why can't I find the right person? Why isn't my business growing? Why is there more months left at the end of the money? Right? And when you ask lousy questions, what do you get?
Lousy answers. Lousy results. Answers.
And that creates a lousy life. And so I said, why don't we just flip the whole thing on its head? Instead of asking lousy questions that lead to lousy answers, create a lousy life. What if we just flipped it on its head, start asking empowering questions that lead to phenomenal answers and create a wonderful life? And as I was standing down in the shower, April 1997, I said, holy cow, I think I just invented something. And so I had to give it a name. And the name that I gave it was the title of several of my books. But my main book, my most famous book, is called The Book of Affirmations, Affirmations, Affirmations. And so that's why people get so excited when they learn about affirmations and they learn my affirmations methods from my books or my online training programs or live events, because it literally does exactly what you just said. It opens up a whole new world of possibilities, and it's right at your fingertips.
Yeah, you're not the only nerd on this call. So I nerded out so big time after reading that and starting to practice it, that over the next couple of days, I typed up 13 pages of my own affirmations. And it gets better. I recorded them. I listened to them in the morning when I'm driving to the gym or I'm walking my dog, and I say them on the recording on my iPhone, and then I repeat them out loud. So yeah, it's been profound. Anything, any area where I wanted to create, and it was very specific, but there was also a different result in my head or otherwise, that's where I went to the question of what's the antonym of that? What's the opposite of what's possible here? And that, I'll just leave it at that, but I totally nerded out on affirmations.
I love it. Well, people do get very excited, Debbie, when they learn about it, when they read my books, when they get coaching or come to our live events. And so that's why we do want to make sure we get the people the book for free, because I do talk about affirmations in Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money, the new book. And so we wanted to make sure that your folks know they can get that book for free. As you mentioned in the opening, at sendmeabooknoah.com. Very easy to remember. Sendmeabooknoah.com, and I will, in fact, send you the book. You can download the book as an ebook digitally. That's free. And then if you'd like to get the hard copy of the book, Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money, the book is free. We just ask you to cover a small shipping cost. So the book is free. I've covered the cost of the book for your listeners. We just ask you to cover the shipping.
Yeah, that's super duper fair. Great. Well, we're going to take a break now because I have even mo questions when we come back. There's so much I want to find, because Noah talks about in his book some of the biggest mistakes that even really smart people make massive money mistakes. And also, let's find out what is a loving mirror. Well, if you're listening to the show and you would like your free gifted report on free publicity, how to become the go-to expert and be interviewed on media, go to debbiedashinger.com. Simple, right? DebbiDashinger.com and get your free report, how to become the go-to expert and be interviewed on media. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, host of the syndicated award-winning radio and podcast show, Dare to Dream. Do you have a dream inside of you? Dare to Dream is all about making people successful in a changing world. And the mantra is dare to create your dreams into your reality. In fact, dare to live bigger than what seems possible, because you can. We're live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time on BBS Radio. You can also listen on iTunes, Player FM, iVoox, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. As Justin Shank, our subscriber, wrote, an absolute rock star host who gets great conversation from her guests, motivation, inspiration, and insightful advice in this Do Not Miss Dare to Dream podcast. We look forward to connecting with you live every Wednesday. Dare to Dream. Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific time. You know what? You can be a published best-selling author this year. It's true. I am looking for coaches and healers and writers and consultants who want to write a chapter, and I'm going to take you from author to published. Go to debbied.net/anthology. So many of my authors' books have become international bestsellers, and they've been interviewed with great results. So these applications will get full quickly. This unique offer for an anthology includes writing a chapter or be interviewed instead and have your interview transcribed. The book will be launched to international bestseller. All the authors will be interviewed on 3 podcasts. A global press release, a book video trailer, authors featured in Publish magazine. You get to vote and choose between 2 book covers. And your book is professionally edited with marketing copy available also for you. Everything's provided. You want to go to debbied.net/anthology. Remember, there's no E. It's debbied.net/anthology. You can be a published author this year. Get ready to enjoy a successful book experience writing your chapter in I Am Still Here anthology. Gain publicity and visibility. Register today. Go to debbied.net/anthology.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Welcome back. Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. And it's funny, I would stumble over those words. It was my brother, whose name is David Dashinger, who pointed out to me probably 8 years after I'd been in doing the show. He thought it was so amazing that I created a show name that had the same initials as my born name, Debbie Tova Dashinger, Dare to Dream. Genius, I hadn't even noticed. So cosmically, there is a reason. I do welcome you back to Dare to Dream. It is great to be here with you. And again, I'm featuring Noah St. John, and he is gifting all of us with his book for free, get out of your head trash. Go make yourself some money. And he has that book at sendmeabooknoah.com. So Noah, in your book, you do talk about three big mistakes that smart people make when it comes to reaching their goals. I'm going to leave this to you. We could either sort of quickly go through the three, or we could go to the one I'm most curious about, which is the third massive money mistake: gathering too much information without giving yourself permission to succeed. So I'll let you choose how we'll navigate that.
Well, why don't we give them, I can give them all three because I don't want to leave people hanging. And yes, I should talk about these more, more in the book, Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money, as you mentioned. So yeah, there are three really big mistakes. So just to give you, again, back up a little bit, working with tens of thousands of entrepreneurs over the last 20 plus years, do we see these mistakes over and over and over again? I mean, and whether you're talking, multimillionaires, whether we're talking people just starting up, we're talking people in real estate or network marketing or coaches, authors, speakers, entrepreneurs, experts, online marketers. I mean, we help them all. We work with them all. And you can go to our website and see some of the results that we've gotten for our clients. I mean, real people, real stories. That's what we work with. Real people, real stories. People just like the folks listening today. So what I've seen in these last 20 plus years is that, even smart people, and I know everyone listening to the show is very smart, but nevertheless, you may be making one or more of these mistakes without even knowing it. So the first big money mistake that I've seen and that I talk about is not getting rid of your head trash about money. Now, that's what we've been talking about, for the last 30 plus minutes here, is really about what is that head trash and why it's so crucial that you get rid of it, okay? Because the point is, as I mentioned earlier, if you're not getting rid of your head trash, if you don't do it, or if you're not even aware of it, I mean, you're going to be doing things like you're always going to be chasing the next fad or gimmick or flavor. We call it the marketing flavor of the month. You're going to wait for everything to be perfect before you take action. And what I always say to my coaching clients or my audiences is, well, when is everything perfect? And of course, they all say never. Exactly. It's never perfect. It's never the right time. It's never convenient. But let's say if you want to go to an event, or if you want to get coaching or hire a mentor, I mean, it's never the right time. It's never convenient. It's always going to be scary, right? And so you're waiting for yourself not to be afraid. Well, there's always fear. Also, just not finishing what you start, right? Mm-hmm. So many people have what I call the half-built bridge syndrome, which means you want to get from where you are to where you want to be, but between those two places, there's a gap, right? And so imagine it like a chasm, a gap, a canyon. And so what you're trying to do is build a bridge from where you are to where you want to be, your pot of gold. And yet the point is that so many people, they start to build a bridge and then they run into a roadblock, they run into a reversal, they run into a so-called failure, and then they just go right back to the beginning and say, well, I guess that didn't work. And so I'll just try to build another bridge. My point is I would rather see you, for all of us, I say this to my clients, I say this to my audiences, I'd rather see you build one completely finished bridge than 20 half-built bridges. And why? Well, because what good is a half-built bridge, right? Does a half-built bridge, is that ever going to get you to your goal? Of course not. So the point is you're just not going to be experiencing the income, the influence, and the impact that you really desire. All right, so the point is when you start to get rid of your head trash about money, you won't have to worry about keeping up with the latest fad or gimmick. You're not going to feel overwhelmed. You're not going to be stressed out. You're not going to feel like you're always falling behind. You're also going to have more self-confidence. You're going to have that belief in yourself. And so one of the things that you can do right now for everybody is you can just write down some of your head trashes. I recommend you write down three negative beliefs you have about money. So just as an example, one thing that people believe is, well, you can't be spiritual and successful at the same time. That's a very, very common belief, right? And I know a lot of people listening to this program are very spiritual. They're very, holistic in their approach, and that's awesome. The problem is you might have some head trash because I've only heard this a million times from people, which is, but you can't be spiritual and successful. You can't be spiritual and wealthy at the same time, because if you're rich, if you're wealthy, if you're successful, then of course you can't be spiritual. Well, is that true? Of course it's not true. There's spiritual people who have a lot of money. There's spiritual people who have no money. There's people who have lots of money who aren't spiritual. There's people who aren't spiritual who have no money. You see, it's totally irrelevant. But if that's a belief you have, you may be holding yourself back from the success you're capable of, right? So that's just one simple example. So see how that is affecting you. So that's the first big mistake I see. The second big mistake is not having a mentor. Trying to do everything by yourself.
Amen. So it's, yes.
So at Success Clinic, we teach that a mentor is three things. And these three elements are so crucial that, you know, mm-hmm. whether you hire me, whether you work with my company, or you work with somebody else, we just highly recommend that you look for these three elements in a mentor. Number one, a mentor is someone who is where you want to be. Now, that's the obvious one. That's the easy one, right? So, for example, if you want to publish a book, you should work with someone who's published a book, right?
Right.
You know, and as you mentioned, I've published, you know, 14 books that are in 18 languages. So, you know, if you're looking to write a book or publish a book, you need to work with someone who's done it, right? If you want to have an online business, it should be somebody who's been in online. For example, I've been online since 1997. That's the days of dial-up. I mean, you know, so it was basically me and Al Gore back then. So I've been doing this a long, long time. There's not many people who have been doing it as long as I have. So that's just a couple of examples. The problem is that's the easy thing. You can't turn on Facebook anymore without seeing some new dude saying, hey, look at all my cool stuff. Look at my shiny objects. And aren't I awesome? And it's like, yeah, dude, you're awesome. But then we get to the second element, which is, have you helped anybody else? Mm-hmm. See, that's the problem, because it's easy to have these images of, you know, bling and cars and shiny objects. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. We all want to have nice things, right? The problem is, have they helped anyone else? And usually, 9 times out of 10, you see that they really haven't. It's all about themselves. So what we talk about at Success Clinic is the difference between personality-driven success and system-driven success. If it's personality-driven, mm-hmm. then guess what? It's dependent on their personality. That's great for them, but what if you don't have that personality, right?
Yeah.
What if you're not that extroverted or whatever, which I'm not. I told you, I'm a nerd. I'm an introvert. You know, I'm really basically a shy person, and I know it doesn't sound like it right now, but I'm excited to do this stuff. So, you know, that part of me comes out when I do interviews like this. But you get my point. So we want to look at system-driven success. And the very, very simple way is just look for stories. Are they always talking about themselves, or are they talking about their students? I'd rather brag about my client's success than my success. If you go to our website, you'll see what we call our wall of fame. And we've got hundreds of stories of people from around the world, people just like the folks listening, who have had incredible success using my work. So that's the second element. And then the third element, and this is a really crucial one, is will they actually help you? You know, there's lots of people out there who make big promises, but I'm sure we've all had that experience, you and I've done it. You know, you pay somebody and, you know, you hire them, and then all of a sudden you can't get a hold of them. You know, they're off in Bangladesh somewhere, and it's like, hello, what just happened there? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, you need to look for someone with a track record of actually helping people to get the results that you want. So that's the second big mistake. And then the third big mistake is what you were just talking about a moment ago, and I know we're coming up to a break here in a couple of minutes, so we can talk about this more if you want. But basically that third big mistake is gathering too much information without giving yourself permission to succeed. So here's my point of this mistake, Debbie. All right, so I want you to imagine something. Imagine that, you know, you're walking on the beach, and, you know, it's a beautiful day, and, you know, you're with the one you love, and it's just a beautiful, you know, exciting, and you're like, you feel the breeze on your head and the, you know, wind beneath your, you know, and all of a sudden out there in the ocean, you hear something, and you hear, help, 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 somebody's screaming, they're screaming for help, and they're drowning. Now, what would you do? Of course, you'd immediately leap into action, right? You go to help them, or, you know, call a lifeguard or something. So the question I always ask my audiences is, if you saw someone drowning, would you pour a bucket of water on their head? Well, of course not, unless you really didn't like that person, right? It would be insane. Mm-hmm. And yet so many of us are drowning in information, and yet we keep pouring buckets of water on our head. So what we like to say at Success Clinic is there's no lack of information, but there's definitely a lack of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people are looking for. We don't need more information. What we want and desire is transformation. And so what that means is when you have all this information without transformation, that leads to the phenomenon that I like to call shelf help, right? A lot of people have a lot of shelf help, meaning that, you know, they bought all this stuff and it's on the shelf, gathering dust along with all the other stuff you bought. So what we want to do is make sure that you get out of shelf help and get, you know, move from information to transformation.
Love it. Wow. Yeah, I think you said somewhere in the book, people are drowning in information and dying for wisdom. And I thought that was really a profound statement to illuminate what you're talking about. When we come back, I'm going to give you a little story that happened when I listened to one of Noah's videos. You can subscribe to Dare to Dream and leave us a 5-star review so other people can find us too. We're everywhere, folks. Besides radio, we're also on iTunes and Spreaker and YouTube and Stitcher, you name it, you Google us, iTunes, we're out there. Just go ahead and subscribe and you'll get these right into your inbox when they come out. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon. When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hi, it's Debbie from the award-winning Dare to Dream radio and podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Author spots are available to be featured in this book. Just go to debbied.net/anthology. That's debbied.net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here anthology is seeking men and women authors. First-time writers or seasoned authors can apply. Go to debbied.net/anthology. Become a published best-selling author this year. debbied.net/anthology.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and International Bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
If you're tuning in, Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream again. I'm interviewing Noah St. John, and his gift to all of us of his new book is SendMeABookNoah.com. So I want to start with that video here. So I was following you. I've been following you on Facebook, and you put out a video. I know things sometimes are meant to be that we need to hear them. And you told a very transparent story. I appreciated you going there about having hired a company that really didn't deliver what they said they would. And in fact, you ended up getting taken for a lot of money and it had a big impact on your life. And here you were all this time later and you had this recognition you needed to forgive yourself. And you started to work on that in particular. And that was a really big awakening for me. I had this big breakup, a long-term relationship last year, year and a half ago, and I'm mostly on the other side of it. Hearing you say that was a big aha for me, that the one piece I hadn't done was forgive myself for what I missed, what I didn't act on, what I didn't say, how I didn't take care of myself. And I made affirmations about that. But I also really thank you, because that was a pretty profound moment for me.
Well, you're welcome, Debbie. And I'm very thrilled that you had that experience, because a lot of people have told me that video and that message resonated with them as well. And I did realize in sharing that, as you said, I was being very vulnerable and very transparent. And I did also, in going through that experience, I realized how crucial it is for us to forgive ourselves, because it's impossible to go through life without making mistakes, without having relationships that don't work out, whether they're in business, in romantic relationships, intimate relationships, what have you. I mean, it's essentially impossible from what I've seen. And so, for me, I realized that going back to that mentorship piece that I talked in our previous, segment, the point is that I just really didn't do my due diligence. I didn't follow my own advice, and which is, of course, how I came up with those three steps, because I'm a normal person. That's why those marketers that are really, really good at promoting themselves, I call them self-marketers, because that's what they're marketing. They're marketing themselves. And we all have to do that. I mean, look, you're in business. You have to market yourself, your products, your services, and at the end of the day, yourself. So I get that. And so the point is, that's why the really good self-marketers, what they do is they show those pictures of cars and houses and all those sexy things, because we all want those sexy things. And so they know exactly which buttons to push on the human being. And so I fell into the trap, which I know so many other people have. And that is one of the reasons that I decided to, because I was beating myself up for so long for hiring these people, for, not doing the research, for, just falling for it. And it made me really mad. But, of course, at first I was mad at them for losing all that money, all of my money.
Sure.
Because they're like, and of course they're just going on, and what do they care? They got their money, and who cares? But that really, really hurt me. And so that's why I'm so embarrassed to talk about it, because I failed. I failed as an entrepreneur. I failed as a business owner. I failed as a leader. And so it was, of course, very embarrassing to talk about that, in public. But then I realized, okay, number one, I'm holding on to that shame. I'm holding on to that guilt. I'm still beating myself up. And this isn't helping anything because, I'm still carrying all this guilt and shame. So very similar to what you just expressed about, a romantic relationship, an intimate relationship. So for me, it was a business relationship in that instance. And so sharing these types of things has, number one, helped me to forgive myself, to move on. And of course, I hear from everybody out there that says, oh my gosh, I've been through this too. And they tell me hard stories. And I go, whoa, okay, I'm not alone here, And that's the other part of it, I think, for so many of us, is that you feel alone, you feel isolated, you feel, I'm the only dummy here, I'm an idiot, and I'm the only one that's ever been through this. Meanwhile, everybody's been through it. You see what I mean?
Yeah, so you pull really back the curtain and open up an honest dialogue. I think it's pretty profound and a real gift. I think it's actually what all of us really want, is to connect and know each other at that level. I just want to offer people, because we're getting so close to the end, here are some of Noah's affirmations. I want to give you some of these, and this is just five, but you go get his book at sendmeabooknoah.com, and of course you'll read way more about it. So here are your affirmations. Why am I so happy when I look in the mirror? Why is it so easy for me to forgive myself? Why am I so lucky to meet the perfect man for me so quickly? Why do I get referrals every day? So here in the last minute, Noah, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
When I started my company in my college dorm room over 20 years ago, I all I had was a dream, Debbie. That's all I had. I had no money. I mean, I had $800 to my name. I had no business experience. I had no marketing, no sales, no idea how to run a business. I didn't know anything about running an online business. I mean, I don't even know if that was a term back then, an online business. There was no social media. There was no Facebook, YouTube, blogging, none of that. So I really, really had nothing. But all I had was a dream. And my dream was, I had two dreams. Number one was to teach people this whole teaching, this methodology that I discovered in the shower one day called Affirmation. And now we've shared that with your loyal listening audience. So now we're spreading the word. And I hope for the folks who are listening, you know, they will go to sendmeabooknoah.com, get your free book, and share it with your friends. So that's number one. And then my second dream was really to teach people how to stop stopping themselves from the level of success they're capable of. That really is what makes my teaching different. You know, people ask me all the time, what makes yours different from all the other business personal growth, programs out there? And that's really what it is. It's that I have broken down the steps that highly successful people do unconsciously. That means they can't teach you what they're actually doing. So we call it, the full name is The Power Habits of Unconsciously Successful People. And I know that's a mouthful, but basically that's all it means. It means that highly successful people, and I've interviewed over 150 of them, and they're all doing these things unconsciously, which means they can't teach you. Doesn't mean they're, you know, bad people. It doesn't mean they don't work hard. It doesn't mean that they, you know, everything just falls into place for them and they don't have to, you know, work at it. The point is they're doing certain things unconsciously that they can't teach you. And that's why so many people are stuck and struggling. And so that's what makes my teaching different from everything else that's out there. And frankly, that's why we see people who have spent so much money, time, and effort on all these other programs, and yet they're still stuck. And then they come to my events, they get coaching from me, they, you know, hire me as a mentor, and then they start to get incredible results. And when you go to the website, you'll see those stories on our wall of fame. And by the way, we'd love to have a lot of your listeners on our wall of fame. So, if this changes your life, or if you get great results, let us know. Love to put you there.
Thank you so much for sharing your brilliance today on Dare to Dream, Noah. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much.
I end today's show with this quote from Voltaire. Faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to believe. Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Devin Galoudet. He's the editor and publisher of the well-established In the Know Traveler and the new best-selling author of Traveling to Spain with My Father's Ashes, a hilarious memoir. You can subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/debontheradio. Remember, go to debbiedashinger.com for your gift report on free publicity. Become the go-to expert and be interviewed now on media. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget.